Heavenly Father, thank you for each of the children in this congregation, whether they're 4 months old or 94 years old, we can be children of yours. What a privilege, what a responsibility, what a delight to know you, to know of your love, to experience you personally and powerfully. Have you walked with us day by day, not only in this life, but for eternity, but also for each day of this life. Help us access you. Learn to walk with you. Would you renew us, revive us, oh Lord? I pray in your name. Amen. God is amazing. I mean, sometimes we say it, but sometimes we really know how amazing he is because he's answered, he's led us, we've experienced him and his power and his love and his mercy, and we're awakened. We know how amazing he is. We're in this renewal series, walking through different portions of Scripture this spring, summer. This will be our last theme. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself was quoted in the drama. What passage of Scripture comes to mind when you hear that phrase? Anybody? You might know the reference for it, or you might know the context or something about it. Story of the Good Samaritan. And then he asked, "What and who is my neighbor?" Yeah, there's a one of them. There's others. Golden rule. Not sure where that came from. Okay. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yeah. Other things come to mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, the second greatest commandment, right? It's in Gospels there. Greatest one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. This sums up all of the prophets and the law, Jesus says. Yeah, I want to, tempting to almost just leave us with the skit, but I think God wants to broaden that or speak to us in a little different way this morning here too. I'm going to walk through four passages this morning, just short, and I bet you they're not ones that we usually think of with this phrase. First one's Leviticus 19, verses 9 to 18. I'll just consider these verses slide by slide, so just a few verses at a time, briefly look at these. But consider this. This is all in the context of love your neighbor as yourself, and the golden rule, and what we've been talking about already. And it's part of a renewal series. You know, when we step out and we serve beyond ourselves by the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, we are renewed and revived as well as we watch him work and do things. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Sophia. I long for every single one of us in this congregation. What if we were all in a position in the next, say, 3 years to be there when someone is born again? The light comes on when they receive life and they step from death to light, to life. Amazing, right? That's going to take some stepping out there. Leviticus 19, consider these verses. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge. Neither shall you gather gleanings after the harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare. Neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. Why? Twofold answer. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. Just stopping there. How do we do that today? I don't see anybody on their combine leaving a strip all the way around the outside of their field. Haven't seen it in my entire lifetime. How do we do this now? How do we leave this for the poor and for the sojourner, the traveler, the one who's been displaced from their home? We have to find other ways, right? To care for the poor and the needy. We did some of that yesterday, having a grad sale to support the work of Streets Alive Ministry. Families access Streets Alive Ministry. They're on the verge of being kicked out of their apartments, and they can access some clothing, a meal, some resources there, and even some training so they can better live within their means and they can move forward. But there's other ways, right? I think we need to think of those ways. How do we support the poor and the sojourner? If they're on God's heart, then it's an oxymoron if it's not on the heart of his body. He's our head. The second part of why is that last phrase, I am the Lord your God. Just say that last phrase with me together. I am the Lord your God. We've been singing about him. He's amazing. He's loved us when we were unworthy, undeserving of his love. While we were in enemies of his, he loved us in all sorts of ways. He told us powerfully to know that you're loved, especially when we've blown it real big some way. He loves us. He's told us. He's demonstrated it in so many ways, including the ultimate way. We are deeply and dearly loved. I am the Lord your God. Experience my love. Experience me powerfully. Remember that phrase. Go on to the next couple of verses here. You shall not steal. Stop it. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of the Lord your God. I am the Lord. That's again the why. I mean, here's three ways to profane the name of the Lord. To bring him into disrepute, to present his character as something other than it truly is. If his people steal, profanes the name of the Lord. If we deal falsely with someone, it profanes the name of the Lord. And if we lie to one another, we profane the name of the Lord. Same with if we swear by his name falsely. Three ways of bringing his name down into disrepute. And it's again, I am the Lord. He's the one worthy of praise and glory and honor. And when we do any of these things, we do the exact opposite. The next few verses. Some of these are more to think on than I'm going to dive into real deeply this morning. We're just going to press on. Take hold of one thing that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you this morning. Next few verses of Leviticus 19. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob them. Oppress means keep them in, pressed down, so they can't ever rise above. Streets Alive, other ministries, hopefully our interactions with people would actually lift people up from where they're at. Don't stifle, don't crush, don't hinder their success. Don't covet what they have. The New Testament stretches that. It's not just about not robbing them physically, but don't even be envious or jealous. Let that seep into our heart. This comparing what someone else has destroys relationship. goes on, the wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until morning. Don't leave the destitute even for one night or one day. Right? This is at a time when they needed their day's wages to provide for their family for that day. Right? Even in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Most of us have a pantry full, a freezer full. Man, we could survive. Might not be a perfectly healthy diet, right? Our fresh fruits and veggies would be maybe gone pretty quick. But we would have some other stuff that we could be sustained pretty well for quite a while. That's not the case here. This is someone who lives day by day. So don't withhold it. Pay them right away. Don't leave someone who's destitute, even for one night or one day. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. If you really think about that, that's hilarious, actually. Sort of, in a really cruel way. Putting a stumbling block before someone who's blind. But not if we're compassionate. There isn't anything funny in it. But our YouTube, the culture we live in, would think, oh, that's a great prank to pull. But no, it's a great offense to God. Don't hinder, don't impede, don't belittle, don't put down, don't think less of someone just because they have a physical disability. And the reason is, but you shall fear God. Understand, this is a person created in the image of God. We should lift them up, help them understand their value and worth, not do the opposite. So this is more than physical, again. This is the way we treat them, our attitude towards people. And it ends with that why, again. I am the Lord. He's the creator of all that exists. He's the one who loves us beyond ourselves and everything else. Continuing. You shall not do injustice in court. God is a God. He's perfectly righteous and just. How can his body be something different? You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. So don't favor one or the other, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. Be very, very careful to not show favoritism. Be very, very careful not to just speak our perception, but what we're speaking is actually the truth. Careful with our words, how we talk about our neighbors. Judging them in a healthy way, a life-giving way, the truth shall set you free, or in some other way. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. That's speaking ill of someone to someone else. Got something between you and someone else, go deal with it directly. Don't tear down. It's unhealthy. People do this that unhealthy people do this. Weak, self-reliant people do this. Not the people of God. And you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. Don't hinder them. Don't tear them down. Do what brings life to your neighbor. I am the Lord, he says. Remember, I am the Lord. I rule over it all. And my body should be following in my steps. How did Jesus address people, interact with people? There we go, we follow. There's a lot of you shall nots to get to the end of this chapter, or this portion of Scripture. A couple more. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor. So don't harbor hatred towards someone. Go reason, go talk to them directly. Handle it. Deal with it. Lest you incur sin because of him. Don't be passive aggressive. Get it out. Find a way to deal with it. You shall not take vengeance. right? Someone hurt me, I'm going to hurt them back. But it gets worse. Or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people. And bearing a grudge, he says, is opposite to how we're called to live. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is Leviticus 19. Love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else we just finished reading is the opposite of that. Especially those within the congregation, right? It says, sons of your own people. Those who are in Christ. We got to figure out ways of moving forward in unity, in loving one another together. I am the Lord. That's why. Move forward together. For their move towards other people for their good, even when it's not reciprocated. I'm going to move on. Romans 13. Another passage I don't think that immediately comes to mind with love your neighbor as yourself. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Owe no one anything. Another scripture, I'm not going to pull the reference right now, but work hard so you can provide for your own family and so you can give to God ministries that you don't dictate how it's spent and care for people in their need. God is generous. His body ought to be generous. Care for those around us. I think this is hilarious. I plan my series months in advance, having no idea we were going to do the Streets Alive garage sale this weekend. But is this ever fitting in, right, with helping those in need around us? For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, Romans says. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Go and do right. Go and do right by your neighbor. Love them, elevate them, lift them up. Do what's good and kind. Show kindness. Unfortunately, the church in North America has a reputation of doing the other, calling names and putting down. Got to find a way to love our neighbor as ourself by the power of God. Maybe we're not experiencing His love actively, so we have a hard time sharing it. Whatever. Find ways to share it. Galatians 5. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Some of this is getting repetitive. That's because I got a thick head and it takes me a long time to get it. Love our neighbor as ourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. Not self-serving, selfless serving by the power of the Holy Spirit. This isn't something we do on our own, right? I am the Lord, Leviticus ends. It's about Him. It starts with Him, His work, His love for us. And as we receive that, we're able to love selflessly, not for what we'll get in return or whatever else. It can be a selfless serving, loving, moving towards them for their good. Not a tearing down, but a building up. Love your neighbor as yourself. Finally, James 2:8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you guessed it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. I think we love to a certain degree. Each of us. We all have our safe zone and way of loving. And Jesus breaks into history and he says, and with me, we're going to push that envelope. I'm going to help you love in ways you've never loved before. Love beyond what you have loved before. It's amazing what this congregation has done in the past week and a half. Two memorials, grad sale. There's been a lot of work serving, built relationships, great working as a team, building relationship with community and believers and unbelievers. We've loved our neighbor as ourselves. And I celebrate that. Can we celebrate what God has done? The good he's put in us that we've been able to pass on to others. The fact that we can be generous because he is generous. We can love because we have been first loved. Celebrate that. Celebrate it. Yeah, I heard a real quiet amen. The church government I used to go to downtown, Toronto, was mostly Jamaicans. Amen! Mrs. Noble would fire in there. Celebrate it. It's good. This is nothing to go, okay, yeah, thanks, you know, and forget it. This is good. And these passages are calling us to go and examine ourselves. Who comes to mind that we could love? I said, I don't know, early spring, when we first discerned that we weren't going to have family VBS this year, I threw it out there. I said, every one of us should go before God and ask, how would you have me serve, love the people of Southern Alberta, this community, this summer? Next week is this same theme, love your neighbor as yourself, but it's a sharing service. How have we taken risks? How have we stepped out and pushed out and loved, right? I said, be involved in things. If you coach, are we doing it as the light of the world? That's what we are. Are we loving people in the way we coach? There was a bunch of centennial celebrations coming up. The way we're involved, have we lifted people up? What are some of those stories? How have we stepped out in other ways? I said, a way I needed to lead some prayer walks. We'll hear about some of that next week. How have we stepped out and loved actively, proactively this summer? We want to hear that and celebrate it. And I think he's asking us again this week, who is he bringing to mind that we need to step out and love? And sometimes I want to love with my hands, and I only love with my hands, and the Holy Spirit's going, and you need to use your mouth this time. The drama. Isn't it obvious? I'm a Christian. Well, no. Not to a world that doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know his name. How do they ask about someone they don't know? Or maybe some of us use our mouth too much and we need to use our hands. Whatever it is, will we be obedient? Because coming back to Leviticus, and the reason, I am the Lord. Is he really Lord? Or do we dictate what we'll do and how we'll do it? And in our parameters, our safe zones, or do we really, really submit to him? Do we believe the first greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Is that one being lived out? And out of that, we receive all he wants to give us, and we find ways to share all that he's given us. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, I weep, I grieve, I mourn at the impotence of your body in North America. Culture is having a huge impact on your body, the church. What impact is your body having on culture, on other people's lives, God? Some, we celebrate it. But God, are we actually following you into our communities, into life, into people's lives that are messy, that are whatever else, able to love them by the power of your Spirit? Or what's hindering us? Or worse, as some of these passages point out, are we actively hindering truth and life in someone's life. God, bring a couple people's names to our minds in a way to move towards them in love this week. And I pray you would be glorified. Your kingdom would come. Your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. You would be. Build your church, and you would do it through us, God. It matters how we walk. We want to walk with you. You are the Lord. May that be the case this week.